The state is pushing for a prisoner transfer so the death penalty can be carried out. The state's top education leader wants to update history curriculum, and some tribal nations sign on to a federal lawsuit. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 24th. I'm Deborah Schar. State Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking for convicted murderer George John Hansen to be transferred from federal prison in Louisiana to Oklahoma. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the transfer would make it possible for Hansen to receive the death penalty.
Hansen is serving a life sentence plus 107 years in federal prison. He was arrested by the feds after a series of armed robberies in northeast Oklahoma. But before the robberies, Hansen is alleged to have committed murder in Tulsa. He was convicted for two 1999 deaths while he was already serving his life sentence. The Tulsa County District Court gave him the death penalty. Even though he was scheduled to be executed in Oklahoma in 2022, the U.S. Bureau of Prisons denied his transfer out of federal prison where he's being held. The Bureau said it's not in the public's interest. But Drummond wants Hansen transferred back to Oklahoma to be executed. He hopes Trump's Department of Justice will make that possible. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters says his agency has updated school history standards to comply with President Donald Trump's new executive order. But State Impact's Beth Wallace reports it's unclear how that will work.
Walters issued a press release Thursday afternoon claiming Oklahoma is the first state to implement Trump's order, renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and Mount Denali to Mount McKinley. According to the release, the updates are effective immediately. But it's unclear which standards have gotten the update. The current standards from OSDE's website remain the 2019 version, and it does not mention the Gulf or Denali. The announcement could refer to the proposed social studies standards up for revision this year, though it's unclear what would be effective immediately. The department did not return a request to clarify the announcement. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
An Oklahoma City advocate for the homeless is critical of a bill that would make it a crime to take or possess a store's shopping cart. We get details from Sam Moore with News Gurus.
CityCare CEO Rachel Freeman says giving a person a fine which they cannot pay or giving them a jail record is not the solution to stolen carts or to homelessness.
Criminalizing poverty has never worked. There are evidence-based interventions that are well-documented and do work.
Instead of bills like this, Freeman would rather see the legislature support programs to get people out of poverty and homelessness. I'm Sam Moore at News Gurus for KGOU.
Three Oklahoma tribal nations are getting involved in the Department of Justice's recent lawsuit against two local prosecutors accused of overstepping their jurisdiction. Katie Hallam reports.
The Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw nations have all moved to intervene in support of the DOJ over the lawsuit against attorneys Matthew Ballard and Carol Iske over their violations of federal jurisdiction laws. The motion, filed in both the Northern and Eastern District Courts, calls for Ballard and Iske to stop prosecuting cases involving tribal defendants. In a press release, all three tribes praised the DOJ and called the prosecutions by the Northeast Oklahoma DAs a direct violation of tribal sovereignty. Ballard and Iske have been accused of improperly filing seven cases involving Native Americans on behalf of the state in violation of the McGirt precedent. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.